Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president?
I am voting for President Biden all the way.
Okay, but will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not?
I am voting for President Biden all the way. Trump should be in jail.
Okay. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm 57.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
10, I'm extremely motivated to vote.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important
the
or about
the most important election in the world.
Okay, much more important or somewhat more?
Absolutely important.
Much more.
Much more important.
Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent,
I'm
or something else?
I'm a strictly Democrat. I'm not with no sick Republicans. They don't do no work.
Well, you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of everything Joe Biden's doing today.
Okay, I'm going to give you the options, okay? You strongly approve the job he's doing, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I could just say it's the same.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I know all are important, but the most important issues, I have combating division and racism, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public education, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense on reform to help keep grants out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, border security, or protecting abortion rights.
Voting rights and Social Security and guns.
Okay. Thank you. Just let me document your answer. Okay. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one is Team Scott. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Team Scott?
You said Tim Scott?
Yes.
0.
Joe Biden? From 0 to 100?
What? 100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Cornel West?
100.
Mark K. Robinson?
0.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general.
100.
Hakeem Jeffries.
150.
Republicans in Congress.
Say that again.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans
zero.
In general.
Zero, zero. They do no work. They MAGA. Zero.
The last one, Josh Stein, from 0 to 100.
Who?
Josh Stein.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please let me know.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden. 100% Joe Biden.
If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, and Libertarian Mike Rose, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
And which candidate would you lean towards supporting? Green Party candidate, a Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian?
Democrat.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Some, only a little, or nothing at all?
I heard they're doing a lot. They're fixing a lot of Trump mess. They're doing a lot.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more likely or less favorable towards them?
More likely to go with them. Absolutely.
And
more likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? In a few words.
More. I will stick with the Biden administration because he's working, but you don't have bipartisanship with both parties because the Republicans is still on lies. They still running with Donald Trump and his delusional, unfit self. It's horrible. I'm going with the Democrats all the way. Joe Biden administration all the way.
Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I heard,
yeah,
I saw a lot,
Trump,
a lot. I saw a lot. He's disgusting.
And
he's
has
disgusting.
What you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much less. Less. Unfavorable. I do not want no Donald Trump. He's an insurrectionist. Have nothing to say nice about him.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? In a few words.
Donald Trump is horrible. That's it.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? I know all are important, but again, the most important issues. You may choose two. I have cut the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or stagnant wages and raising costs?
If Donald Trump get elected again, the black community is not even going to be on his mind. So I am sticking with Joe Biden all the way. I don't want to hear anything about Donald Trump in the black community. He do not care about nobody but himself.
Okay.
And how long? I'm going to talk on his phone call because I'm ready to hang up.
We're almost done with the survey, maybe 2 or 3 minutes more, 75%.
Yeah, I'm freaky. Yeah, I'm freaky because I'm tired.
Okay. But will you have a few minutes to participate? Because we will hate to lose your opinions.
Yeah, you need to have, yes, I'm tired. I've run this phone long enough. I'm just ready to go to sleep.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. I have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Biden much better.
President Biden, all the way. President Biden, much better.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
President Biden,
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better, much better. President Biden.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
President Biden.
Much better or Biden somewhat better?
Much better, much better.
Much better. Okay. And the last three, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
President Biden, much better.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reform that helps to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
President Biden, he's trying, so I'm going with President Biden again.
Just somewhat better or much better, Biden?
Somewhat better.
Okay. And the last one, securing our borders.
Say that again?
Securing our borders. Biden much better?
President Biden's trying. I'm going with President Biden somewhat. He's trying.
Just somewhat.
He's trying to do something because he needs bipartisanship and he can't get the Republicans to do nothing.
Okay, now we're...
So I'm going with President Biden somewhat, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now we're 85%. This is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More. More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more, because that's really none of our business. We don't have to worry about other countries. President Biden, all the way, much more.
As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree. He's guilty.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatively to African Americans.
That's a lie.
Speaking, do you
That's
agree
a
or
lie.
Disagree with that statement?
Disagree. That's a lie.
You strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree. That's a lie.
And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often, I don't follow social media. I follow the news.
And can you please tell us from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube. TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube,
or other?
YouTube.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No, 18 or older.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Liberal, somewhat.
Just somewhat. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
It's several times a year because I be working on Sundays. So several times a year.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I think I saw two white tenants. Yeah.
More than half? About half or less than half?
Less.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or
no?
No.
Were
you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.